If you would just hang on a minute, we're going to make some final statements about what we think is the steps that we might be able to take.
Right. So just briefly, in terms of the search for more information, each organization that sponsored this event, the Council for the National Interest Foundation, If Americans Knew, and the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs, we're going to say a couple of words. But for my organization, the Institute for Research Middle Eastern Policy, we do extensive research, declassification, and publicity on what you're not going to hear from the mainstream media. A lot of it's published on anti-war and other alternative news sites. So please do sign up for our emails, feed@irmep.org.
Hi, I'm Allison Weir, and I'll let Phil have the honor of speaking about CNI. I'll talk about If Americans Knew. What we mainly do is it's sort of a journalistic think tank. Our view is to get the facts out to the American public as effectively, compellingly, and accurately as possible. We also speak around the country quite a bit. We're putting up billboards around the country to tell people what's going on, about how much money we give them. That then we hope will also drive people to come to the websites where they can learn much, much more. A lot of people have said, where do we go from here? What should we do next? My answer usually is two things. One thing is we still need to grow this movement of a diverse movement of people that know the facts. There are not enough of us yet. We still need to go out, and all of you who have maybe not done this yet, putting on events in your community, where you bring some of the speakers that have been here today. We need to get more information out to the public, to the way I was 15 years ago. And then my view is we stop, my view, this is, you know, we all are different organizations, but I believe we should stop all aid to Israel immediately. That would be my view. Thank you. And one final statement. Congressman Paul Finley is a courageous and principled man who has been working on this issue for so many decades. And I believe that he came up with a truly brilliant and innovative concept in the idea of executive order, having the executive make an order. That gets around the great dominance and influence in Congress. So those of us that may feel we don't want, are not excited necessarily about a two-state, and that feel it should be a one-state solution, this executive order idea is something that could also be used in that realm. So it's an innovative idea that I hope people will explore. Thank you.
Hi. I would encourage everyone to subscribe to our magazine, The Washington Report on Middle East Affairs, and their copies here, or go to our website, wrmea.org. Also, you have the opportunity of buying books outside. All these wonderful writers have their books here, and if you are watching from afar, you can order those books from MiddleEastBooks.com. And finally, I would like to say we've had people come from far away, Japan, Florida, California, all over the world, Michigan, exactly. That really shows we are needing something here. Invite all of us to town halls in your area. We will come, we will talk, and we will change this country. Thank you.
Council for National Interest, as the name implies, is about national interest. And the thrust of the arguments we try to make is that the U.S. national interest has been sacrificed, that the United States and all Americans, all of you in this room, are the real losers as a result of this policy. So that's what we like to talk about. Our website is www.cnionline. As for what we should do next, I would recommend that all of you write to your congressman. If congressmen receive 20, 25 letters, they will take the issue seriously. Write letters to your newspapers. If they get enough letters, they'll start to print them. If you're in, you go to church or synagogue, raise these issues there. Churches and synagogues will, in fact, respond. So I would say there are a lot of things you can do. And I say the biggest thing you can do is join us again next year when we do this again, and bring all your friends, and we'll get a much bigger room, and we'll party for 2 days.